In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. From Luke chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter first, say peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking. Such things as they give for the laborer is worthy of these wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And glory be to God forever, amen." I was thinking during the last week after the Pentecost, I was thinking about many things about the Holy Spirit. And I was meditating about what the Holy Spirit is doing inside us. And I was reading many books about the Holy Spirit. Maybe the mainly one written by Abuna Matta al-Miskin. And also another one is written about the Acts, Book of Acts of St. John Chrysostom. And I was thinking about how the Holy Spirit was working with the disciples and with the apostles, and why the Holy Spirit is not working like them, like that with us. And so I was thinking also, is it really, it's only the Holy Spirit working with the priests, for example, and the monks, and like the bishops, or the Pope, مثلا, like Pope Tawadros, or all the patriarchs, or also the Holy Spirit is also working with everybody? And is it only we have to preach, like, for example, like I have to talk, like priests talk, for example, and like give a sermons, and to know, for example, like, to preach the word of God to everybody, or it's for everybody? And I was thinking about that. What is the purpose to be here? And one of the main things that we are Christian, because the desire of God, again, and I will put the desire of God here, it's written in Matthew 25th also too. He said that the desire of God, that everybody over the world know about himself. Then me and you and everyone is Christian, we have to fulfill the desire of God. However, how I can fulfill that? In John 20:22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is what Jesus Christ, he said to the disciples and also the apostles. But what happened? We already received the Holy Spirit in the baptism. Then everyone here inside the church, or everyone is Christian, he received already the Holy Spirit, and he has a very responsibility, high responsibility, to preach the word of God to everyone over the world. So also, one of the things that's very important, two things I have to know. The desire of God to know him for myself, in first, and to be known for everybody. How I can preach the word of God, how I can preach and tell the other about God, who is God exactly, and I don't know about him. And I will ask you, for example, who is God? Like, okay, answer the question. If someone come to you and said, like, who is God? What you will answer? Okay, I'm a person, I don't know about God. Then the question is, who is God for you?
My Savior. My Redeemer. Just kidding. He is, like, would you want it to be explained in super simple layman terms?
No. For you. Who is God for you? I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Christian, and I'm not a believer. I'm not believing God. Like, I'm asking you, who is God?
Well, he goes by many names. Father, King, Creator, Redeemer, Savior.
Good.
I get what you're saying, because it is very hard to explain.
Good. Yeah. It's good. This is what okay. It's good for you. Cool. Who is God? I'm an atheist. I need someone to explain who is God. Okay, who else? That's why this is a very important question. And this is shaking you now to know, like, if someone comes to you, like, who is God? Like, God is God. Yeah, who is God? That's why very important to know if you're living really a Christianity, you have to know who is God in first. You have to be close to God. Are we asking ourselves why when we open the contemplation, and we are opening, for example, the gospel, and we wanted to explain, for example, we are going back to the forefathers in first, and there is a lot of people against outside the Orthodox Church. They are against to open the forefathers' explanation, for example, contemplation. Why? Because it's only because why? We have to explain by ourselves why we are doing the forefathers. One of St. Augustine said, if you want to really, really wanted to know God more and more, and you try to know him more, he is revealing himself to you. Then if you are close more and more, and you want to do a lot of effort to know who is God, he's revealing himself to you. And you will feel who is God. And you will know exactly who is God. If, like Mark said, he is a creator, yes. One said, he is my father. Another one, he's my savior. Another one, he's my love. It depends on you, but you have to explain who is God. The desire of God to know, number one, to know who is God in first, and after that, to let him be known to the others. Then if I'm asking a question first, who is God, you have to know who is God in first, and after that, you will answer the question to the people to let him know. Then let's see if I wanted to preach the word of God. I have to go back to look at, again, to Luke 10 and see what Jesus Christ exactly said to the disciples. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two before. Number one, he said the disciples. Why he didn't send the apostles only? There are 12 apostles, and they are close to him more. Why he sent the 70 disciples? He sent us, everyone here inside the church, who he is Christian. He has a responsibility to be a disciple of God, and he has to preach the word of God everywhere. Tell me, okay, you know what? Abuna, I'll tell you something very important. I'm not gifted. I'm not good in like preaching. I'm not good, for example, in to say any word, to say sermon. I'm not even I can't read a lot of books like other, for example. It's not necessary. I remember one of the servants he served with me in Alexandria. He went to his father of confession. He said, because he's my friend, he said, like, Abuna, I'm so sorry, I can't serve anymore. Like, Abuna said, why? Why, Habibi, like, you serve good. No, Abuna, I'm not good servant. I can't preach. I can't do anything. I can't prepare any lesson. I can't do anything. Even I can't read even like that. I feel like I can't do anything in service. Then Abuna was like smiling and said, you know what? You have only one gift from God. I said, look, what? He said, only a smile on your face. Your smile on your face, it's as if it is a smile of Jesus Christ on his face. You are attracting everyone inside the church from your smile. It's not necessary to preach. It's not necessary to say sermons. It's not necessary to serve the kids. As I said before, one day after I finished the pre-servants, I went to my father of confession. I said I wanted to serve. Which class I have to go? Like he said, okay, go and clean all the benches of the churches. I told him, no. Abuna, you told me like I finished already the pre-servants. He said, okay, good. Take the towel and clean. I understood at that moment the service, it's not a servant of service of only preaching, serve anything. Then, so when Jesus Christ sent the disciples, it's a one message to everybody. We are disciples. What you're doing in your class, what you're doing in your university, what you're doing in your job, are you preaching? Abuna, we can't talk about Jesus Christ in front of everybody. Yes. But you are different. You are different. Your act is different. Your deeds is different. And they have to notice that you are Christian. You are a different person. When I see you, I know very well you are a different person. That's why he said he sent the disciples. He sent everyone. And the disciples are different. Number two, he sent two by two. He sent the disciples two by two. Why two? Okay, if I was an engineer, like if they are 70, and he sent 70 disciples, everyone, they will preach 70 areas, like 70 places. Why he has to send two by two? Why Jesus Christ? Like, it's only, like, if you calculate that, by like on the paper, it's much better to send the 70 to 70 countries or to 70 places. Why you have to 72 by 2? Number one, because I am weak. I am talking about myself. I am weak. Then, so I have to find someone to help me also too. Number two, maybe I said wrong words. That's why I have to find someone also to say, hey, Abuna, I'm not sure this is right or not. I am a man. Maybe I said something wrong. And so when you are serving, when you're going to anywhere, be with you a friend, a good friend, help you. Never go alone. Another thing. When I remember when we went together, when Abuna Joseph came with us and Abuna Anthony Paul and Abuna Anthony also too, he came to the retreat and we took a photo all together and we played Oreo, the biscuits and all of that. What do you think about that? I felt like blessed and I feel very good. It's like very good spirit. And also we are praying this Thursday. Yes, this Thursday, we are praying, me, Abuna Joseph, Abuna Anthony, and Abba Ma'ar, alone, a small kid, a liturgy, all together. What is that? What is that? What do we send the message? What is the message that everyone saw that? It's only we have a love together, we try to be all together. This is a message that you have to send also when, for example, I see you together in your school or anywhere. You send a message to everyone, there is a love. I received the love from Christ and I'm sending you the same love. Oh, you see how they are acting together as you. Then, so you are also another message you are sending to the people when you are two by two. That's why Jesus Christ sent two by two, because he has to send a message of love to everyone. Also, there are different talents. For example, when Moses said to God, okay, God said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and talk to him to release my people. Like he said, God, I can't talk. I can't talk. However, God said to him, I will talk with you. But he sent with him Aaron. So if I have a weakness point in my life, there is someone else can help me. If I can't talk, maybe someone can talk, but maybe I can serve with different way. He said also, then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. I think in the service, the majority of the servants here in the church, they know me now with a word. We have a shortage in servants. If I meet anyone in the church, before he talk with me, Abuna, we know what you will say. We have a shortage in servants. We have a shortage. Now, this is a word like Abuna Marcus knows by this word, shortage. Abuna Marcus, shortage. Yes, we have shortage in servants. That's why everyone has to serve. Everyone inside the church, he has to serve. We have shortage. It's not myself I said that. Jesus Christ, he said. Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. I prayed 5 years now. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. And I know also, too, that he's helping. He sent the servants. But, again, it is not the service of Sunday school only. However, it's very important. But also, I remember one of my spiritual father in the monastery, in the St. Paul monastery. He said to me, whenever you go, you have to serve. However, I had a lot of things because when I was working as an engineer, they sent me a lot to many countries. That's why it's too hard to serve for sure. For example, if I go to Italy, how I can serve there? If I go to Greece, how I can serve there? However, the first 3 months when I came back to the monastery, like Abuna said, asked me, you serve? Abuna, no. Okay, first of all, I will tell you, Abuna, very important point. I don't know the language. Like he was talking to me, I don't care. Abuna, how I can serve in a country I don't know anyone. Then he said, Habibi, I said to you, you have to serve. The service, it's like the air, the oxygen, and you have to serve. So I went to, after the second 3 months, I went to Italy. Then I asked Abuna there, Abuna, can I serve? Like he told me, okay, Habibi, what you served in Egypt? I tell him, like, okay, high school and university. He said, okay, you can serve that. You know Italy, Italian? No. Like, Habibi, how will serve? I don't know, Abuna. Okay, don't worry about that. They will translate for you. Abuna, I'm not an expert. Okay, give me, for example, like, service of small kids, play with them. But I can't serve, for example, high school or university because I can't talk. He told me, no, Habib, you'll serve in high school and university. Abuna, but I can't talk in this language. I don't know Italian. He told me, no, you'll serve. So the first time I was, you can imagine, for example, I'm talking to you and there is someone, for example, another servant beside me, he's making the translation. Okay, he tried to explain what I said. It was so weird, like I'm talking one word or, for example, one sentence and another one, he tried to explain what I said. After 3 weeks, I have a very good relationship with all the youth there. And for example, they call me at 1 o'clock in the morning. Hey, let's go to take a coffee now. Like, guys, 1 o'clock in the morning, let's go. Why we have to take it? No. Our cappuccino is different and we have to take this and drink. However, there's a relationship, very good relationship between me and between them. However, I didn't talk well because it's different language. But there's something different. God work with that. If really you wanted to serve, it doesn't matter language. Doesn't matter what you're doing. What doesn't matter anything. But it's only one thing you have to take care about it. Pray before go to serve, and you have to serve. If you're not serving, search. Search to serve everywhere. And not serve only one thing. No. Serve everything. Serve there and there and there. Serve in your school. At your school, serve. Serve at your home. It's not, again, it's not by talk. It's not by sermons. It's not by very, very good, for example, how I'm giving a topic and it's very good. No, we're not doing that. It's not by topics and no. I wanna, if I am not Christian, I want to feel who is Christ. I wanted to feel the Christianity from you. I wanted to see Christ inside you. If you wanted to really to preach me, show me Christ. Show me Christ by, for example, to open the Bible and to read or to preach. No. Show me the Christ by your deeds. And when you are doing that, I told you this story before, I think. You remember that I told you about when I met someone in Pakistan, when I went to Pakistan and I met someone there and he told me about you are, why, because I was only the Christian at that moment with old engineers and technician there, and he told me why you are different. I told him, what you mean about different? He told me, like, there is something different inside you. You are many Egyptians here, but you are act different. I told him, I don't know, I act as I am. Then he told me, I know that you are Christian. And he saw, like, and I have the cross under the t-shirt. And he told me, what is that? And then I take it off and I give it to him. I told him the cross. Then he asked me again back, this cross make you different? I told him, no. Who are on the cross is different. Make me different. Then he told me, who is that? I told him, Christ. And I think it was I was expecting that is the last word I will tell him in my life. However, after a year, I finished my mission in Pakistan, and I go back to Egypt. Then after a year, he sent me a message, a private message, and he told me, like, you have to say that to congrat me. I told him about maybe wedding or something. He told me, no, I was baptized. I'm a Christian now. It's not only by I didn't do anything or anyone, any Christian, we are not doing anything. It's only you have to show Christ. Act as a Christian. And show Christ, and Christ will reveal Himself to the people. We are not doing any effort, by the way. We are not doing any effort. It's only act. Saint Anthony, while Arius, when they have a problem of Arius, Saint Anthony went to Alexandria, and he was walking only. And the people saw Saint Anthony, and they asked only a question. Saint Anthony, you are with Arius or Saint Athanasius? He said, Athanasius. And that's it. All Alexandria back again to Saint Athanasius. Only one word. Why? Then after that, also, don't take it in your consideration that, for example, when you are act a lot or act as a Christian or preach, for example, you will see fruits. I remember the first year in the priesthood, I was like working hard a lot and I wanted to do a lot of things. Then one of the bishop came to visit Ottawa and he was with me and he told me, "Hey, بالراحة." قلت له يعني إيه بالراحة؟ قال لي واحدة واحدة. قلت له سيدنا, I wanted to see a lot of things. Like he was looking to me like, what? You wanted to see what? I told him I wanted to see some fruits. قال لي نعم, you wanted to see fruits. It's not your business. Only plant. And maybe you will never see fruit, but no problem. Only plants, only. مالكش دعوة بحاجة. And I learned also another lesson. I plant. I'm not expecting any fruit. And I said to God, it's your business, not my business. I'm doing my part. I plant some seeds. You'll put water. You'll take care about the seeds. ومليش دعوة. And this is exactly what the disciples did. Some of the disciples, they didn't see any fruit. But after that, go and, for example, see all the fruits around. A lot of Christians over the world. Maybe, for example, one of you plant a small seed, for example, in university. I saw, for example, one of you, he act very good. He's very kind. He has a love. Another one, he has a smile. Then one already planted the seed. Another one put some water. And the fruits may be coming later. In Pakistan, as I said, I saw the fruits maybe after 1 year. I saw the fruit after 1 year, 1 year and a half. I don't expect that. Also, he said, go to every city and every place, as I said before. I have a lot of work every city and everywhere. I was with Mariam outside the church and I was asking her because she just came back from Kenya and I was asking about the mission and she told me like it's amazing and I told her like, oh my God. I hope, she told me, like, I hope to organize one of the, to for the mission to go to Kenya. And I said, like, yes, exactly. Then I remember, you know what? I hope to go to Egypt. Not I don't want to go to Kenya. I wanted to go to Egypt because I wanted to serve the people there. There is a lot of people. We can divide ourselves. People serve, for example, in whatever where, in Africa or Asia or whatever where. And we have inside also too, inside the church and outside the church. I have to look inside in first because there's a lot of people need a lot of help. Look around you. You will find a lot of friends. They are not here. Where they are? We don't know. We have a list, for example, a long list of the youth and the grads and everyone at the church. You ask about them. This is service. You expecting that you are preaching outside and we are sending the message of God to everyone outside. What about inside? What about the people? They are not here now at the church. Where they are? It's our responsibility also to ask about them. Abuna, يعني هم بيجوا بس فين وفين. It's also our responsibility. It's my responsibility to ask about the people. Where they are. That's why when Jesus Christ, he sent the disciples and the apostles, some of them stayed in Jerusalem because they have to preach to the people inside. Maybe Jesus Christ, hey, why you are here? You have to go outside too. No, there is some of them, they have to stay in Jerusalem. They have to take care about the people inside the church. And some of them, they have to go outside to have to take care about the people outside too. This is also one of the points that I have to know or I have to learn. And also he said, carry neither money bag, next bag, like nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. When you are serving, don't think about food. Don't think about earthly things. A story happened. One of the ladies in Montreal, she gave my mother. She was going to Egypt, and she gave her some money. And she said, any church of St. George, give it this money to St. George. Like any church on the name of St. George in Alexandria. Then before my mother, like one day before she had to leave, then the lady called my mother and she said, no, I changed my mind. Please give this money to any church on the name of Abu Sufyan. Like, okay. Mama took the money and went to Egypt. And after like 2-3 weeks, she remembered that she had the money. She has to go to Abu Sufyan, the church of Abu Sufyan. She went to the church of Abu Sufyan. And she met Abuna, and she said to him, like, Abuna, this is the money that's coming from Canada, from one lady in Canada, to you. Abuna was like, really? He was shocked. She explained to me, like, I didn't expect that he would be shocked. However, this church was like, they tried to change because it's a small church, and they tried to build another church, big church, for the people, their big congregation there. Then everything it was hold because there is no money. And there was like no money for 3 weeks. For 3 weeks. However, you can imagine that for 3 weeks there is no money and they are prayed a lot, they prayed a lot. And after that, okay, God changed the mind of this lady to send the money to Abu Sufyan. That's why when you are serving, don't think about the money. Never thinking about money. Never thinking about what I will do. Never think about food. Never think about anything. Only think about one thing, which is heavenly. I wanted to reach these people. That's why when we are serving here in church, if I found we are talking about money, I stop talking about that. Also, we have to organize ourselves, but the problem is we are spending a lot of time in organization. We are spending a lot of time in everything. We are not spending time spiritually. For example, we have to do activity and we have to do that. We have to do that. And we didn't remember, we remind ourselves that we have to pray. So before start any service, before start anything, pray. I learned a lesson from Abuna Pshoy Kamil and Abuna Tadros Ya'ub and Abuna Lo Asidaros, where they are in Alexandria. They have to meet everyone, every day, at 5 p.m. They have to pray together in first, and after that, they go to visitations. And they are not going together. Everyone and everywhere. But they have to, in first, to meet at 5 p.m. They have to pray together. And after that, start any service by prayer. So before going to your school, pray. Because you're going to preach. However, you're not talking. You're not preaching. You're not using the word. You're not opening the Bible. But you're using yourself. And Christ will use yourself in your place. So pray. That's why he said, carry nothing. And he said also too, he said, don't greet anyone. Don't greet anyone on the road. What is that? Jesus Christ, you said before that when you go to inside, for example, the room, any house, you have to say peace with you. How you said now, don't greet anyone. It's different now. I think it's totally different. He said, no, don't be distracted by any other in the road. When we are walking in our life, you will see a lot of people go outside and see the people that are different than us. Don't be distracted. Oh, I have to do like them. No. You have one mission. Our mission to be a disciple. I have one mission. I have to know God and let him known, to be known to everyone. This is the mission. Don't be distracted with anything around. Also, he said, and remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give. One day, there is a bishop, he went to a small house. And these people, they didn't know at that moment that there is fast. And it was a great fast, the Great Lent. And then the lady did a duck. And she had only one duck in her house. And she cooked very well. And she cooked this duck. And she gave it to the bishop. It's a Great Lent. What do you think? The Great Lent. If you had the Yakul duck in the Great Lent, and he ate. He ate. Why? You have to value the people. What do you mean about value the people? There is people very simple. Simple in their faith. Maybe they didn't know till now Christ. I can't tell them, hey, you know Christ? You have to fast, you have to pray the 7 hours, and you have to do that, and you have to do that. No, we can't do that. You have to value the people. You have to know where they are. The bishop saw this is a very simple woman, and she cooked she tried to give everything in her house to this bishop. However, she didn't know. After he ate, he said, by the way, it's a Great Lent. كل سنة وانت طيبة. بس بعد ما أكل, he ate first. So, when you are preaching and when we are act as a disciple, we are not. Don't be rude. You have to be kind, like Jesus. The sinful woman came to Jesus and he didn't judge her. He said, go. Go in peace. Never do it again. That's why also another thing Jesus Christ said to the disciples as he said to us, be kind. Have compassion. Love. And show the love to the people. And finally, he said, if they are not, he said, and if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. What does it mean that when we are walking, when we are preaching, there's a lot of people. Maybe they are not respecting us. However, I feel that, well, because I am a priest, that's why I have the black galabeya all the time. Then some people they respect. Oh wow, you're a priest, and I feel like they are like they respect that I'm a priest. And other people, they are laughing, and I'm not embarrassing at all. No, I thank God. I don't care about anything. Maybe God give me another. It's a privilege that I have my galabeya and I have my cross. I'm wearing that all the time. This is a privilege to preach the name of Christ everywhere. I'm not talking. Maybe the people talk with me. But there's another people. They're looking to me and laugh. مين ده اللي لابس كده؟ I'm not talking. I'm not even looking to them. But I show them also the love. Also, Jesus Christ said to the people, said to you, not me, only. While you are preaching, maybe the people saw you different. Some of them respect you, another, no. They saw you are different and say, why you are different? We have to do the same as we are doing. Don't change your mind. Only have your mission. The mission to know God and to let Him know, to be known to everyone. This is your mission and the vision. That's why I don't care about anyone is talking about why you are different and, or for example, you are acting, why you are not doing as us. I don't care about that. This is, again, when you go back to home, read Luke 10, and you will find how to be a disciple. You will learn what the meaning of to be a disciple of Christ and to show Christ to everyone. Again, you are Christ. You tell me like, no, I'm not Christ. No, you and me, we are Christ. He created us on His image. That's why we are Christ too. We are preaching. If someone saw me, he will see Christ. And saw you, he will see Christ. Again, back home and read Luke 10 and to know exactly how to be a disciple and spread the word of God. Glory be to God forever. Amen.